The state Senate today passed its version of next year's capital projects budget. The measure spends $1.4 billion in state money, another billion in federal money, and sets up a spending plan for another $400 million in income from a bond proposition that voters will first need to approve. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
With 148 pages of projects and expenditures, the public's response to the capital budget is focused primarily on its size. However, when it came to voting on the total package, Anchorage Republican Con Bundy was the only opposition to arise.
The people that created the budget were a bit too enthusiastic.
As a starting point, Bundy wanted to send $450 million of the plan to the people, subtracting the appropriation of state money and adding it back among those projects funded by bonds, if the voters want to approve it. That failed on a 19-to-1 vote, and the debate proceeded along more traditional lines. Finance co-chair Bert Stedman presented the argument to justify the expense, balancing it with the expectation that the state will have set aside more than $12 billion in available savings accounts by the end of June. He said the budget reflects an aggressive approach to deal with some of the state's biggest social and economic problems, and at the same time, he said it's providing infrastructure that's needed now. Stedman says the state needs to have projects that will be here for decades.
We can't save ourselves to prosperity. We can't put all our money into savings and let our buildings and our roads fall down around our ears and expect to keep employment running from Bristol Bay to Ketchikan to Point Barrow. Mr. President, it takes expenditures, it takes leadership and foresight, and I hope over the next couple of years we start having conversations of how much savings we're going to have set aside and how are we going to allocate per year for some of these bigger projects.
Bundy was unmoved, saying that rationalization is the key to happiness. He warned that the majority spending will likely lead to an overheated economy, so much more than the state needs that Alaska jobs will be put at risk because workers will have to be brought in from elsewhere. He said if the budget were paid for by Alaskans, it would cost $15,000 per person.
And in a time, not too distant future, when we do not have the oil and revenues that we have now, I'm suggesting that these dollars, even though there are lots of wants, would be better saved for the needs of the future. And so I continue to object to the passage of this bill.
The final vote was 19-to-1, again with Bundy opposed to it. The budget now goes to the House, where members have been invited to suggest up to $500,000 per legislative district in projects to add to the plan. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.
A link to the budget that passed the Senate today can be found at our website, aprn.org.